This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So for tonight's halacha share, we're going to be focusing on next Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, when Pesach falls on a Sunday, Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, and that gives rise to lots of interesting halachas, which we're going to explore today on a very practical level. So let's go through. If you've got the sheet in front of you, and if you haven't, I'll email it to you, j.golker@gmail.com, and I'll send you the sheet, Mitzvah Hashem. So next Thursday night, Mitzvah Hashem, will be Bedikas and Biur Chometz. So let's take a look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Tes Vav Siv Aleph. The Kitzur says, Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, which it does this year, Boit Kines HaChometz B'Lel Shlesha Asa. We actually do Bedikas Chometz on the night of the 13th, Tahaynu B'Layla HaShaych Liyam HaShishi, i.e. Thursday night. V'acha HaBedika Mevatle. And after the Bedika, next Thursday night, we do Bittel Chometz, the Omer, and we say Kol Chamira, etc. K'moy B'Pamacheres, like we would on any other year. B'Yom Shishi, Sarfa Gamkein B'Zman Shul Sarfim B'Chol Erev Pesach. And we burn the Chometz, we do Biur Chometz on Friday morning. However, we don't say the Kol Chamira, and we say it instead on Shabbos morning, as we'll see soon. So that is regarding Bedikas and Biur Chometz next Thursday night and next Friday morning. What about Tanis Bechoros? Well, for the males who are Bechorim, they normally fast on Erev Pesach. This year, Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so therefore the fast is brought forward to the Thursday. If you look at Sif Beis, HaBechorim Mis'anim B'yem Chamishi, they fast on the Thursday. V'im Koshla Mis'anis Avlacha B'dikas Chometz, then Yochel Litaim, etc., etc. But what we normally do, of course, is to make a Siyum, and therefore the usual Siyum for Bechorim will take place next Thursday morning, which is, of course, the 12th of Nisan. Okay, what about the Friday? What's the plan for the day? Well, first of all, Chometz can be eaten all day. It is recommended that after you burn the Chometz in the morning, to leave over only a small amount of Chometz that you're going to use for the Shabbos meals. We keep them in a safe place. Of course, the house by then is going to be ready for Pesach. And normally on Erev Pesach, some forms of work, laundering, haircuts, etc., are restricted. But because this is not really Erev Pesach, Friday is the day before Erev Pesach, all forms of work, haircuts, laundering, etc., are permitted. Normally, in a normal year, you have to stop by Chatzos, and people don't always realize that, for example, a man should shave always in the morning and not in the afternoon. But this year, it's different, and Friday, it's okay the entire day. Seder preparations are normally left at Erev Pesach. Well, this year, a lot of the preparations cannot be done on Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and therefore the normal preparations, such as making the maror, such as opening boxes of matzahs, opening bottles of wine, that should all be done on Friday, which is 2 days before Pesach. Shabbos itself, Erev Pesach, well, it's going to be a very interesting day. I was in shul recently, and I looked at the time in Hagas here in Golders Green. They have the Netzmin every day, 365 days a year. And I looked at the notice board, and next Shabbos, the Netzminion begins at 5 a.m. So if you pass Hagas next Shabbos morning, there will be quite a lot of people heading towards the Netzminion, more than normal probably. The main minion in Hagas next week is at 6 a.m. So if you want to have a lion and don't want to go to the early show, you can have a lion and go to the 6 o'clock Shacharis. And of course, many shuls around the world will be doing that. The reason for this, of course, is that we have to finish eating the Chometz by Sof Zman Achilas Chometz, which, again, to add to the fun, the clocks here in London are changing on the Motzei Shabbos. Many shuls will be changing the clocks before Shabbos, some will be changing afterwards, just to add a little bit of complication to this time of year anyway. But the point is that Shabbos meals should be eaten before the deadline for eating Chometz, before Sof Zman Achilas Chometz. And more than that, to make it even more spicier, it is praiseworthy to have two meals before that time to sort of have a little break. And therefore, you're effectively having your third meal, your Shalosh Sudos, before the Sof Zman Achilas Chometz. So take a look at the Kitzur in paragraph 4a. Baboike. When Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos in the morning, Mispalin Bashkama, you daven early. shelo la'acha hazman shemutarim ba'achilas chometz, so that you shouldn't get too close and delay, that go past the time for achilas chometz. And therefore, nochen lechalek sudos l'shtayim. What you do is you wash, you get back from shul, let's say 8 o'clock, you have your first sudah, you wash, you have your first sudah, and then you break. You bench, of course, and then you have a break, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, preferably about half an hour. You go for a walk, you learn, whatever it may be, and then you start again, if that's possible. If it's not possible, then that's okay. And we'll discuss later, there is a possibility of shalosh sudos, but of course, you're not able to have chometz, because by the afternoon, you cannot eat chometz anymore. You cannot eat matzah the entire day, but you can have other things. You cannot, the minhag is not to have baked items in the afternoon. For those who have kebrachs, they normally can have mazonas Pesach cake, but on Erev Pesach, we refrain from that. You can have cooked kebrachs, cooked mazonas matzah meal, and like knedlach and things like that. But certainly fish and meat and fruits and nash and things like that, that would be okay for the rest of the afternoon. Now, regarding the Shabbos meals themselves...
Rabbi Golka?
Yes.
Hello, Rabbi Golka?
Yes, yes.
Very, very quickly, none of the Rabbonim say that you can eat non-Mazonos bakes or cakes or biscuits on the afternoon, right?
Yes.
Non-Mazonos cake.
That's right. Because whenever, so we, for example, have we have gebrachs, and therefore there are two ways of making the cake. Either you make it with matzah meal, or you make it with potato flour. I'll always ask my wife, is this cake, is it shahakol or is it mazonos? If it's potato flour, then it's shahakol. If it's matzah meal, then it's mazonos. So it's mazonos.
But that you may eat on Erev Pesach.
But the potato flour, which is a shahakol, that would be fine. That would be okay.
Yes, and biscuits also, the same thing.
As long as they're made out of potato flour, that would be fine. Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for pointing that out. Now, the Shabbos meals, of course, the challenge is eating chometz in a house, which is now 100% kosher lePesach. So the simplest solution is to eat, as I put on the sheet, kosher for Pesach food on disposable plates, and you leave over some small amounts of challahs or pita bread, which is preferable because they're less likely to make crumbs. And you have that. If there are any leftovers, you've got a problem, because by sosman achilas chometz, you have to be rid of eating the chometz, or by sosman bir chometz, you've got to get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? The easiest and the only way really is to destroy it by flushing it down the toilet. And disposable plates which have any remnants of chometz on them, they should be taken out of the house and left in a hefka place, not in a bin which is in your rishus, in your front drive, but in a public dustbin or something like that. There is, many poskim advise that to avoid, especially if you've got younger children at home where it's a sort of a high risk having chometz around, to use matzah asheris. Let me just tell you a little bit about this, and we'll discuss the Rav Moshe and others about this. What is matzah ashera? Matzah ashera is, in contrast to regular matzah, which is flour mixed with water, only two ingredients in our matzah, flour mixed with water and baked. Matzah ashera is matzah, is flour, which is baked with apple juice, fruit juice, eggs, perhaps water as well. And that type of matzah you're not able to eat that to fulfill your mitzvah of matzah on the night of Pesach. If you look at the second side, the Ramah says, matzah sheyotzin bo belayla asurim lechol kol yom abasa. The matzah that you're going to fulfill your obligation with on the night of Pesach, you cannot eat on the 14th. However, matzah ashera is mutter, says the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is matzah ashera? It's needed. You've mixed the flour with fruit juice or eggs, etc., as I've just described. Now, Rav Moshe says in Ichrus Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Nun Hei, Toiv Lo Elu Shein Roitzin Laniach Chometz Al Yom HaShabbos. It is good. It is good. It's advisable for those who do not want to have chometz around in the house on that Shabbos Erev Pesach. Mishum Shechoshishin LaMachsholim. They're worried that kids might disperse all the crumbs and then might make a mess. She'ef shalov mizeh, yekaimu mitzvah shtei hasudas b'matzah ashera. He advises that one should use matzah ashera on this Erev Pesach. She'kivah she'kaveh la'asudas ha'shabas yitzarech l'varech ha'motzah b'chsamozim. You can wash and bench on them. And I know that I remember years and years ago discussing this with Diane Lapien, for in Nevracha, and he recommended this as well. And it's a very practical strategy. One buys egg matzahs. You're allowed to store them over Pesach, no problem. You can wash and bench with these matzah asherah on Friday night and again on Shabbos morning. Your house is 100% clean for Pesach. And when you're finished, you just take that whatever's left over and you put it in the cupboard. You can store them. And although these egg matzahs or any other form of matzah asherah may be eaten on Erev Pesach until the end of the fourth hour, they can be stored but not eaten except in cases of great need. And one should ask a Rav, a Shaila about that. For example, a person who is unwell or a person who is old and requires eating matzah asherah. But generally speaking, one avoids eating it on Pesach, but to store it is not a problem. It's not considered chometz. So many people do prefer that. It's an easier way to do it. There are some people who prefer not and will use pita bread and challahs, either for halachic reasons. They could be machmir for the Gaon. The Gaon follows the ashita of the Rambam. He follows the opinion not to eat matzah asher on Erev Pesach, even before the 10th hour. But either way, there are Moshe and others certainly recommend doing it if there are children in the house and it will add anxiety, etc. Okay, now one thing which is important to remember that after one finishes the meal on Shabbos morning, you need to do bittul chametz again, i.e. to say kol chamira, and that is said on Shabbos morning after all the remaining chametz has been removed, and it's important to say it before the fifth hour. That's the time when we have to remove all the chametz. And people sometimes forget because you're not actually burning the chametz, you're out of your normal Erev Pesach routine, so one has to remember to say that. Shabbos afternoon, one important point is to get a good shluf. That is permitted and encouraged. However, just one point from a halachic point of view, and that is you should not explicitly say that you're resting in order to have the strength to stay up late for Seder night. You can't say that on Shabbos. You're doing something for Motzei Shabbos. But to say you're having a shluf because you're tired and you want to have a nice Shabbos shluf, that's absolutely fine. Eating in the afternoon, as we just discussed, most opinions forbid baked foods containing matzah meal, but cakes containing potato flour, which is shahakal, that's not a problem. Regarding Shabbos shluf in the afternoon, again, you cannot eat chometz at this stage, you cannot eat matzah, and you cannot eat matzah asherah. So at this stage in the afternoon, you could be very hungry again by, you know, later on, you finish eating by 10 o'clock, in the afternoon you're hungry again. So to eat other food is fine. Regarding the chiyuv of Shalos Shudos, so the Rama himself says at the bottom box over there, b'mokum she'i'ef shalo lechol pas k'goyim b'erev Pesach shal cholios b'Shabbos, where this next Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, where you cannot have lechem mishnah, she'os lo lechol pas lacha mincha, then there are other solutions, for example, having meat or fish, fruit, etc., etc. Okay, so that is next Shabbos and Erev Pesach Shcholia Shabbos, a very interesting and special time. There's a certain flavor added to Seder night. Hopefully, by then, it seems a long way off, but hopefully by then, we will be able to rest on Shabbos in order to enjoy and maximize the effect of Seder night in Mitzvah Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.